Before I begin here, I want to thank you for your prayers for me and my family.
在我开始之前呢，我想要谢谢大家为我和我的家庭的祷告。
I don't know if you know this, or a lot of people might not know this, but Jen's grandmother passed away on Tuesday.
我不知道大家有没有全都知道，Jen 的祖母在星期二的时候过世了。
And we made our way to Minnesota on Tuesday. We drove there, so it took us 2 days to get there.
然后我们就星期二的时候开车开了两天到了明尼苏达。
And the funeral was on Friday, but it went all the way till 6 p.m. about.
然后葬礼是在星期五的时候举行的，一直到了六点晚上六点钟才结束。
And I just came in yesterday in the afternoon. So thank you for your prayers.
我昨天下午才回到安娜堡，谢谢大家为我们的祷告。
Also, last week, as I mentioned, I'm going to, Lord willing, be transitioning to India and I forgot to mention, I have thoroughly enjoyed working with the leadership of this church.
然后呢，上个星期我也跟大家分享了，我将要慢慢的就过渡到去印度去工作。我忘了跟大家说，我和这里的这个教会的领导的团队有非常好的合作。
And I truly appreciate working with Pastor Wong. He is a good pastor.
然后我非常喜欢和王牧师一起来同工，他真的是一个很好的牧师。
So before we go any further, I have a video I wanted to show and transition into my sermon. So let's watch it.
然后在我的讲道之前，我有一个录像，请和大家一起分享。
It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter is sleeping. Judas is betraying. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday.Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sunday's are coming. It's Friday.The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scarlet. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary. His blood dripping. His body stumbling. And his spirit's burdened. But you see, it's only Friday.Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning. And evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hands to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals.It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday.He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his father, left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? Oh, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday, the earth trembles, the sky grows dark, my king yields his spirit.It's Friday, hope is lost, death has won, sin has conquered, and Satan's just a laughing. It's Friday, Jesus is buried, a soldier stands guard, and a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is a coming.
It is Sunday today. Christ has risen.
耶稣已经复活了。
We celebrate a risen, living Savior.
我们庆祝的是一位已经复活的活着的主。
Nothing can keep my Savior down.
没有任何的事情可以让他继续躺着。
He is alive.
他已经活了。
I want you to meet him this morning.
我想今天可以能够遇到他。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
I want to meet you this morning, Jesus.
耶稣, 我想今天早上可以遇到你。
You are true.
你是真的。
You are living.
你是活的。
You are not uninterested in my life.
你对我的生活不是漠不关心。
You are highly interested.
你对我的生活真的是很照顾。
Working all things in my life.
在我的生命中行各样的事,
in love.
用你的爱,
for my good and your glory.
为了我的好处, 也是为了你的荣耀。
Oh God.
神啊,
who am I that you would die for me?
我是什么, 您竟然为我而死。
Who am I that you would care for me?
我是什么, 您竟然关心我。
And who am I that you would be interested in my life?
我是什么, 您竟然来关心我的生命。
And yet you are.
但是神, 你却是。
Hurting when I am hurting.
然后你自己为我受伤。
Sad when I'm sad.
我在忧伤的时候, 你也为我忧伤。
Joyful when I'm joyful.
我高兴的时候, 你也为我喜乐。
We partake in you as a church, O God.
我们作为一个教会与你有份。
As we go to the resurrection,
当我们复活的时候,
and what it means to us,
这对我们意味着什么?
Penetrate every area of my life, O God.
求你来光照我生命当中所有的部分。
May I quit from self-dependence and self-reliance,
让我不再依靠自己。
And completely surrender myself to my true and living God.
对这位又活又真的神，天父，求你我，让我可以完全俯伏。
I pray for the sick this morning.
我为那些生病的人祷告。
I believe the powerful hand of Jesus can heal them today.
我相信耶稣基督大能的手可以在今日医治他们。
I pray for those in bondage.
我为那些受捆锁的人求。
I pray you would through the resurrection free them this morning.
让他们也可以有这样子复活的自由。
I pray for those in a turmoil in their life.
为那些生命遭受着风暴的人祷告。
Through the resurrection bring them peace this morning, I pray.
因你的复活，求您给他们的生命带来平安。
Oh God, come visit us, I pray.
神啊, 我求您真的可以来, 来到我们中间。
It's Sunday, and may we celebrate the true and living God.
就在这个主日, 让我们可以来庆祝这位真的活的神。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告, Amen. Amen.
My title this morning is Power Unleashed.
我今天的题目就是释放的能力。
Power unleashed.
释放的能力。
And here's what I want you to get this morning.
这是我今天想要你们可以听到的。
That the resurrection
复活
has unleashed
已经 释放了这些能力。
Unimaginable
那无法想象的。
Unlimited power
没有限制的能力。
For individuals
无论是对个人。
Common individuals like you and me
普通的个人就像你和我一样。
For the church
也给教会。
and for the globe.
然后也给全世界。
Let me repeat that. It is unimaginable.
让我来重复一遍，这个能力是无法想象的。
Unlimited power.
没有办法去衡量的一个大的能力。
That has been unleashed by the Lord.
主已经释放给我们了。
For individuals.
给每一个人。
For the church.
给教会。
And for the whole globe.
给整个世界。
That's what I want you to get this morning.
这是我今天所要讲的。
I want you to experience the power of Almighty God.
我想大家可以去经历神他的大爱。
That resurrected the dead.
在这个复活的日。
In your life.
在你们的心中。
In our church's life.
在我们教会的生活中。
And in the globe.
在整个世界。
God gives us every day as a gift.
每一天我们的生活都是神的恩赐。
None of us can manufacture to add another day in our life.
我们没有一个人可以筹划给自己多添一天的寿数。
When our day is up, it's up.
我们的日子活完了，那就是完了。
Every day presents itself with different choices.
每一天我们都有不同的选择。
There are probably thousands of choices.
我们可能有
in a 14-hour period or 18 to 20-hour period for some of us.
然后在我们14小时、18小时或者是20小时的一天的生活当中，我们可能要面对几千个选择。
Some choices seem extremely mundane and regular.
有一些的选择可能看上去非常的乏味无聊。
But some are extremely essential choices.
但是有一些选择是至关重要的。
What drives us to make the everyday choices?
我们做出这样选择的时候，是什么在我们的背后驱使呢？
What undergirds our choices in our daily life?
是什么去决定我们每天日常的选择呢？
For a Christian, the resurrection is foundational to all of our choices.
对我们这些基督徒来说，耶稣基督的复活真的是对我们的选择至关重要。
The resurrection dictates our mundane choices as well as our significant choices.
耶稣的复活对我决定我们每天日常的决定，也是决定了我们那些重要的选择。
And the reason the resurrection serves as a foundation.
复活之所以是这样子的一个基础。
For our choices,
作为我们选择的基础
is because of what the resurrection offers us.
是因为我们的那个复活给我们带来的东西。
See, in the resurrection, through Jesus' resurrection,
通过耶稣的复活
his dying being made alive.
他死了又活了。
Jesus is offering us power to make choices for his glory.
神让我们选择，让我们有能力可以选择去为他的荣耀而活。
He's offering us power to live a life fully surrendered to him today, not tomorrow.
他让我们今天就可以活一个完全为他荣耀而活的生活，是今天，不是明天。
He's offering each one of us, no matter if you are a 13-year-old or a 90-year-old, he's offering each one of us.
他给我们每个人，无论你是13岁或者90岁
power,
他给我们能力
through him,
通过他的能力
to live not only for him,
不只是为他活
but to give yourself up for him,
而是把你整个倒空为了他
today,
就是今天。
So how is this power applied to us in our daily choices as believers?
对我们信徒来说，在我们日常的生活当中，这个能力怎么样彰显出来呢？
Let me begin with point one.
让我来说第一点。
Power unleashed for individuals.
这个能力是赐给我们每一个人的。
Common people like you and I.
每一个普通的人就像你和我一样。
For this point to make sense, it is important to note where we were without the hope of the resurrection.
然后为了让这个东西可以大家理解的话，我们必须要知道我们在这个复活当中是在哪里的位置。
So hypothetically,
假设
If we did not have the resurrection,
如果我们没有这个那个复活的话
where would we as individuals be?
我们将会是什么样的境况呢？
The Old Testament narrative shows us,
在旧约当中说到
that mankind has been plunged into utter darkness.
然后整个人类已经完全地掉入了黑暗的深渊当中。
The relationship between God and man,
人与神之间的关系
was broken.
已经断绝了。
It was broken when man decided to ignore, disobey God.
人和神的关系断绝了，因为人选择去忽视，然后不听从神的话。
Look at Genesis 3:23.
大家请翻到Genesis 创世纪的第三章第二十三节。
Genesis 3:23.
创世纪第三章第二十三节。
Prior to this, God and man are in perfect harmony.
在这之前，神与人之间的关系是完美无瑕的。
In perfect communion.
他们之间有着完美的一个交通。
But after man disobeys God,
但是当人违背了神以后，
this is what happens.
这就是发生了这个。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken.
耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去。耕种 他所自出之土。
He drove out the man.
他赶出了人。
And at the east of the Garden of Eden,
去伊甸园的东边。
He placed the cherubim.
然后在那里他放了天使。
And a flaming sword.
以及火焰的剑。
That turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
然后在那边不让人回到生命树那里。
And so here we see that departure from perfect harmony.
这里我们就看到与完全和谐的关系已经开始。
A relationship that was solid.
我们以前和神的关系是非常稳固的。
A relationship that brought joy and peace.
这样一个给人带来喜乐和和平的一个关系。
A relationship that was fulfilling.
这样一个满足的关系
was broken.
它已经破碎了。
And a huge wedge was driven between man and God.
在人和神之间有这样大的一个深渊。
And this wedge was there because of sin.
这是这个深渊就是因为罪的缘故。
Romans makes it clear that every single individual is in this kind of bondage.
在罗马书当中就更清楚地阐释了每一个人都是在这样的罪的捆绑之下。
Separated from God.
与神隔绝。
Romans 3:23 says.
罗马书三章二十三节说道。
Here's what it says. It says, For all have sinned and fall short.Of the glory of God.
他说到因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Each one of us is guilty of driving a wedge between God and us.
每一个人我们都犯了罪，然后让神和人之间有这样子一个深渊。
Sin takes away from our purpose of existence.
这样的罪让我们生存的意义消失了。
It confines us to futility.
让我们受到了空虚的捆绑。
Look at Isaiah 59:2.
让我们看一下以赛亚书第五十九章第二节。
This is what Isaiah told us in the Old Testament.
这是以赛亚在旧约当中告诉我们的。
Your iniquities have separated you from your God.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝。
Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear you.
你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
God has to turn away from evil.
神要从罪恶面前转回。
He cannot tolerate unholiness.
他不能够容忍不圣洁。
He has turned his face away from us.
他掩面不看我们。
And when you don't have the face of God shining on you,
当你没有神的脸光照你的时候，
we are in bondage.
我们就被这样捆绑了。
We are living lives of futility.
我们过着无用的生活。
This is unimaginable futility.
这真是一个不可想象的无用。
All the little choices and significant choices that we make without God.
没有神的时候，我们做的无论是小或者是大的决定
，are futile.
然后是没有用的。
They're meaningless.
没有意义的。
It's like spinning wheels while going nowhere.
啊，这好像就是旋转的陀螺，不会去任何的地方。
Life without God is a meaningless.Existence.
生命若是没有神，就完全的没有意义。
We are broken.
我们被破碎了。
When we are totally self-reliant.
如果我们只是依靠自己的话。
Without the resurrection.
没有复活的话。
We are slaves to futility.
我们是无用的奴仆。
Ephesians 2:12 summarizes our condition without God.
以弗所书第二章十二节，然后这样子去总结了我们与神的关系。
It says, "Remember."
他说那时
that you were at that time,
你们与基督
separated from Christ,
无关
alienated from the commonwealth of Israel,
然后与以色列完全没有关系
strangers to the covenants or promises.Covenants of promises.
在那个希望的约上面完全无份。
And this is our plight, having no hope and without God in the world.
这就是我们没有希望，然后没有神。
Are you here this morning?
你今天早上听到了吗？
And are you in this cycle of futility?
你在这个无用的这样一个圈圈当中吗？
You work every day.
你每天都工作。
You do your job.
你每一天都做自己的工作。
And at the end of the day, you lay your head on your pillow.
在一天的结束的时候，你把头枕在枕头上。
You ask yourself.
问自己。
Was that worth it?
这一切值得吗？
9 hours of struggle at work.
九个小时的工作。
Playing with the kids.
与小朋友玩。
Is there meaning in this?
这一切有意义吗？
Or is this just futility?
还是一切都是无用的？
You keep living your everyday life wondering whether any of it is worth it.
每一天你都这样子过去，然后在想这一切都有什么意义呢？
And the job and the good family are merely distractions from showing us that it truly is purposeless, meaningless.
无论是我们的工作甚至是美好的家庭都告诉我们都是来让我们 distract, 让我们可以远离然后告诉我们这个生活真的是一切都没有意义。
I don't know if you're here this morning and you have a great job.
你今天坐在这里你可能有一个非常好的工作。
A great family.
有一个非常好的家庭。
Food, clothing, and shelter in abundance.
然后一切都不缺。
And you still have a sense of futility.
但是你还在心中有这样子的空虚。
You're not seeing the value for life.
没有看到生命的意义。
Why is this?
为什么呢？
Because none of these things are supposed to give us a fulfilling purpose.
因为生命中的一切都不是要给我们这样子一个意义的。
A good job?
好的工作。
Is a good thing.
是好的。
But it was never meant to fulfill you.
但是它不会给你带来满足。
A great family?
一个好的家庭。
Is a gift from God.
是神所赐的礼物。
But it was never meant to give you true deep meaning.
但是不会给你带来深层次的意义。
As good as a job is.
无论工作有多好。
And as good as a family is.
无论家庭有多好。
These are given to us as a gift.
这都是给我们的礼物。
But ultimate meaning is only found in God.
但是最后的那个理由是在神那边。
None of these good things were meant to provide a deep sense of worth.
这些好的东西都不是说要给我们带来一个深层次的活着的意义。
None of these things were meant to give us hope for life.
这些东西都不能给我们生命的希望。
Money was not supposed to give us value.
金钱不能给我们带来价值。
The world might value you based on your money.
世界可能会因为你是穷还是富来断定你。
God does not.
但是神不是。
You can be a multi-millionaire.
你可以是一个百万富翁。
And yet not be fulfilling your God-given purpose.
但是即便是这样也不能够满足神对你所希望的。
So if that's you this morning,
如果这就是你的话
wondering,
在那里思考
is there worth in what I'm doing?
我所做的有意义吗
is there value to what I'm doing?
我所做的有价值吗
let me tell you,
让我来告诉你
only the resurrection gives us value.
只有耶稣的复活给我们这样子的一个价值
it provides hope and meaning.
给我们带来希望，给我们带来意义。
All of us life like extraordinary things in life.
我们都很喜欢那些奇异的事情。
For instance, you know, in the New Testament, there was a time when a lady who had a broken back came up front to Jesus.
就好像在新约当中有一个被断了的一个妇人来到耶稣的面前。
And Jesus healed her.
然后耶稣医治了她。
And the lady that had a broken back is now standing.
然后那个被有伤的那个妇人就站起来了。
If that happened here today,
如果今天在这儿就发生这件事情
you would say, Pastor Nathan, why don't you have a seat?
然后你就会说 Nathan 牧师你为什么不坐下来呢
We are seeing miracles happen in front of us. We don't need a sermon.
我们看到我们中间有奇事发生，所以我们不需要您再讲道了。
We are experiencing God. This is church. Seeing miracles happen, that's church. We all like the extraordinary.
然后我们在这个教会当中，我们就希望有这样子的一个奇迹来发生，想要有这样子不寻常的事情发生。
But God gives us purpose and fulfillment.
但是神给我们目的，给我们满足。
Through the ordinary.
通过平常的事情。
You know what tomorrow is?
你知道明天会发生什么吗?
It's Monday.
是星期一。
You know what Monday represents?
你知道星期一代表什么吗?
For some of us, it represents busyness.
对我们一些人来说代表了一天忙碌。
Some parents are more in their school, in their kids' school than the kids are in school.
然后有一些爸爸妈妈们，然后在他们学校里面活跃的程度比孩子们活跃更多。
It doesn't matter who you are, tomorrow represents mundaneness all over again.
然后明天就象征着贫乏乏味又开始了。
And if we don't have the resurrection,
如果我们没有复活的话
then that's all we have.
那这就是我们所有的。
Work hard.
工作努力。
Have some fun on the side.
然后也休息轻松一下。
When you're 70, retire in Hawaii.
然后70岁的时候可以在夏威夷退休。
And have a good life.
好好享受生活。
You were meant for more.
你被造是要享受更多。
In these ordinary things, God is going to do extraordinary things.
在这普通的生活当中，神要行他的奇事。
Do you realize that miracles are supposed to be, the supernatural is supposed to be within the ordinary, the extraordinary?
你知道吗？你是不是意识到了奇迹其实就是在平常的当中，然后给我们这样子不平常的事情。
You want to see Jesus do miracles?
你想看耶稣行神迹奇事吗？
Live your life for him every day.
每一天都为他活吧。
So many things that I want to say about that, But the ordinary lives, God works in and through them.
然后我有好多事情要讲，但是呢，我想在这里。
If you're in bondage,
如果你在捆绑当中
，That's all we have.
这是我们所有的。
The here and now,
在这儿。
Your jobs, your kids, that's all we have. If you don't have Christ,
如果你没有耶稣的话，那就只是你就只有你的工作和你的孩子了。
What a bondage!
这是多么大的捆锁呀！
The resurrection wants to free us from that.
复活就是为了让我们从中得到自由。
It wants to free us from the time-space-matter continuum.
让我们可以从时间空间当中可以解脱出来。
It wants to free us from the ordinary and bring in the extraordinary.
从平常当中解脱出来，然后给我们带来那不寻常的。
Oh, Pastor, the Red Sea being parted, that's Old Testament.The Red Sea being parted, that's the Old Testament.
这个红海被分开，这是在旧约当中的。
We are science people, you see.
我们是奇迹 science people.
Science.
Oh,
we're science. We don't expect the extraordinary today. You know what's extraordinary?
你知道什么是不寻常的吗?
A dead person coming alive. A dead person coming alive is extraordinary.
一个已经死的人然后又复活了，然后这就是不寻常的事情。
The resurrection of Jesus has made it possible for us as individuals to experience this unlimited power.
耶稣基督的复活让我们这些普通的人都可以经历这样无穷尽的能力。
The resurrection of Jesus has made it possible to experience this unimaginable power of Christ.
耶稣基督的复活让我们这些普通的人可以经历这原来无法想象的生活。
It's there for us for everyday life.
这他就给我们，让我们可以过每一天的生活。
Even death cannot do anything to stop us.
甚至是死亡都不能停止我们。
Everyone will live for eternity in bodily form.
每个人都会有一个肉体，然后可以活着永生的生活。
This is what the resurrection has made possible.
这就是复活给我们带来的。
What are you expecting God to do in your daily life?
你想你自己的日常生活中神可以给你做什么事情吗?
Are you experiencing this kind of freedom in your life?
你在生命当中有没有经历这样的自由呢?
Sometimes we as Christians, we know the right answer.
有些时候我们作为基督徒知道这个正确的答案。
But we rarely take the time to think about it.
但是我们很少花时间去想。
And apply it.
然后去行出来。
Do you genuinely believe in this kind of bondage before God?
你是不是真实的去真的相信, 这样子的一个捆锁?
Do you genuinely think that you are in this cycle of futility?
你真的是不是真的, 相信自己在这样一个无用的圈圈当中?
And the cycle of hopelessness.
在这样子的一个无望之中呢?
Before God entered your life and gave it meaning.
一直到神进到你的生命当中给你意义。
The reason we start here is because if you don't believe in this,
我们从这儿开始是因为如果你不相信的话,
you are being blinded by your own bondage.
你就会被自己的捆锁所蒙蔽了眼睛。
If Jesus is somebody that you just add to your daily life,
如果耶稣只是一个你的日常生活中的外加品的话,
then you might still be in bondage.
那你可能还是活在捆锁当中。
The reason is because Jesus' resurrection
原因就是因为耶稣的复活
shows us
给我们显示了
that he wants to slay every bondage in your life.
他想要去除 你生活当中的所有的捆绑
Because in him there is life
在他里面有生命
He wants to bring life into your life
他想把这个生命带到你的生活当中
Jesus wants to take over your life
耶稣想要去掌管你的生活
He doesn't want to be a spectator Oh, good job, good job
他不想只是做观众给你鼓掌说做得好
No, he wants to give you his power to live life for him
他想要把自己的能力给你,让你为他而活。
He wants to bring genuine freedom.
他想要给你真正的自由。
What kind of bondage are you in today?
你今天在何种的捆绑当中呢?
What is your thinking pattern that takes you back to living for the world instead of living for Jesus?
你生命当中有什么样的思维模式让你回到 为世界而活的这样的生活状态当中呢?
What is that thing that is keeping you from totally surrendering your life to him?
有什么事情阻止你完全的向耶稣降服呢?
Even holy life is made possible only because of the resurrection.
神圣的生活 只是因为耶稣基督的复活才有可能
The resurrection makes it possible to live for Jesus.
复活让我们可以能够为耶稣而活。
One of the things that God wants us to do is to live for him and him alone.
有一件事情神想说让我们做的就是为他而活，单单为他而活。
It's to stay away from the world and its philosophies and its ideologies.
去摒弃这个世界和他的一些意识形态和他的哲学。
If we believe that Jesus indeed powerfully came into our lives,
如果我们真的确实是相信耶稣基督来到了我们的生活当中
then we now have the power to live lives for him and reject the world.
那我们就有这样的来自他的能力可以为他而活抛弃这个世界。
1 Peter 1:16-20 1 Peter 1:16-20.
彼得前书第一节十六第一章十六节到二十节。
Look at what Peter writes.
我们看一下彼得是怎么说的。
To people in really difficult circumstances.
对那些在生活在巨大的痛苦当中的人。
He says, "Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy."
他说，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. We have been given...An imperishable gift from Christ.
他说：“你既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血。”如同无瑕疵、无沾污的羔羊之血。
This has been given to us.
这已经给我们了。
Because of the resurrection of Christ.
因为基督他的复活。
You know, I know it's hard to live as a Christian in this world.
我知道在这个世界上做基督徒是很难的。
It's hard to live surrendered to Christ because there are so many distractions.
要向耶稣基督服服真的是很难，因为有好多好多。
And we are people who think about out of sight is out of mind.
有些人觉得眼不见就心静了。
Jesus, we just give lip service to Jesus on Sundays.
我们只是在周日的时候用嘴唇来敬拜他。
The rest of our lives doesn't represent that we are Jesus followers.
其他的时候没有活出耶稣跟随者的样式。
It is really difficult, isn't it? Living holy lives.
要过圣洁的生活真的是难上加难，是吧？
But Christ and his resurrection tells us we don't have to do it on our own.
但是基督他的复活告诉我们，我们不需要靠自己的能力去做出来。
We can rely on Christ.And his resurrection to live holy lives.
我们可以完全的依靠基督和他的复活来过这样的圣洁生活。
The blood of Christ was shed and he resurrected so that we can have fulfilling holy lives today.
耶稣为我们流了宝血，他又复活了，让我们今天可以过圣洁的生活。
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
Jesus wants your affection.
耶稣也想要你爱他。
He wants you to love him above all else.
他想要你超乎一切的来爱他。
The resurrection frees us from living for ourselves and living for Jesus.
他的复活让我们不用再为自己而活，而是为耶稣而活。
Not only that, it gives us a full life that can be lived today.
他给我们今世就有很满足的生活。
All of us want to live for Jesus when the time is right.
我们每一个人都想要等到那合适的时机才为耶稣而活。
You know, when I have taken care of my job, when I retire, when the time is right, then I will serve Jesus.
当我已经做完我一生的工作，我退休，当一切都合适的时候，我将要为耶稣而活。
No, he wants us to live for him today.
不是这样的，他想要我们今日就为他而活。
He wants us to live this full life that he has on offer today.
今日他就想我们将整个生命为他而活。
I mean, we see stories throughout the Old Testament how he intervened in people's lives miraculously.
在旧约当中，我们看到好多的故事，耶稣怎么样去介入人的生活，行那奇事。
There's a story in 1 Kings 17:17-24.
在那个列王记上，第一章第十七节。
Where Jesus, where a lady went to Elijah and brought a dying son to him, a son who died.
有一个妇人把她的快要死的儿子带到以利亚那边。
And Elijah, he prays over this little boy.
以利亚就为那个男孩祷告。
And the dead boy comes to life.
然后那个已经死了男孩居然就复活了。
That is my God.
这就是我的神。
A God that can make dead people alive.
我的神可以让死人复活。
Let me ask you, please.
让我来问大家。
Are you expecting God to do great things in your life?
你是不是希望神在你生命中成就大事呢？
I'm not saying don't do the normal things.
我不是说让你完全不做那些普通的事。
But when you do the normal things, are you expecting God to show up?
但是在你做日常的事的时候，是不是想着神可以显现？
In a very practical way,
非常实际的说。
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候，
do you really expect an answer?
你真的是觉得可以成就吗？
The word that I hate, and I know engineers in the room will not like this.
我知道有一些在座的学工科的人可能不喜欢。
Is practical or logistics? You know, I don't like these words sometimes.
就是实际的或者是物流。我有的时候和逻辑的。
Yeah, Pastor. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. But you know, it's not practical.
然后对。牧师你说的对，但是它并不实际啊。
It's not supposed to be practical.
这不是说，这并不本来就不应
该实际。It's supposed to be supernatural.
它就是超自然的。
It's not supposed to be ordinary.
它不是普通的。
It's supposed to be miraculous.
它本来就是奇迹的。
When was the last time in your life when you could say, I experienced the power of God?
你最后一次你可以说，我经历神的大能。
When was the last time that you can say that you experienced the joy of the Lord?
你最后一次说我经历神给我的喜乐是什么时候呢？
Are you expecting it every morning?
每天早上你是不是都有这样的期待呢？
When you wake up tomorrow Monday morning?
你星期一早上明天起床的时候，
Are you expecting God to work?
你在那里期待神吗？
Or are you still self-reliant?
还是你自己仍然自己
靠自己。I make my life, you know, I control my life.
我掌控自己的生命。
And you know, only I can control my life.
只有我才控制自己的生命。
And so I need to do the right things all the time.
然后我就可以做自己想做的事情。
Instead of just telling the Lord.
然后而是你告诉神。
My life is yours.
神，我的生命是你的。
Things might happen today in my life that I did not plan at all.
然后有可能有今天就有这样的事情发生。
Things are happening in my life that I don't understand at all.
可能我完全不能理解要发生在我身上的事情。
But this I know.
但是我知道神。
If God raised himself up from the dead,
如果神自己复活的话，
he can do some great and mighty things.
他也可以做那些伟大的事情。
Today.
就在今日。
Do you expect God to do that?
你真的期望神做这些事情吗？
When I was in seminary, we were supposed to read some missionary stories.
当我还在神学院的时候，我们要学那些宣教士的故事。
And we were supposed to give a presentation on a missionary story.
然后我们要做一些报告。
One such missionary was George Mueller.
有一个宣教士叫 George Mueller.
He had a biography, 862-page long biography.
他有一个862页的一个自传。
And in his biography, he's so detailed in every single thing that he has gone through.
在他的传记当中，他详细的写了自己所经历的每一件事情。
George Mueller had a small orphanage.
他有一个小的孤儿院。
In which he took care of little boys.
他在那里照顾男孩。
And he wrote this one letter where he said, Lord, there is no food today.
然后他在那里写着，他说：“没有食物了。”
And he, you know, George Mueller very good with his money.
With
money,
his,
money.
money. George Miller, 他对自己的钱很
he detailed every single money that came in, as to how he spent it.
然后他每把每笔的进账和出账都详细的写下来。
And so one morning he gets up and he writes his accounts.
然后所以有一天他起来就开始记账。
And then he thinks about it a little bit.
然后他想了一会儿。
There's no ration. There's no grocery.
没有钱可以去买东西了。
I have to feed all these kids.
我有这么多的孩子要喂养。
What would you have done if you were George Mueller?
如果你在 George Mueller 他那边的是他的话，你会怎么做呢？
I have to go get some food.
我要去找一些食物。
Maybe I can go hunting and hunt some deer down. Yeah.
然后可能就是去打一些鹿呀什么的。
Here's what George Mueller did.
这是 George Mueller 所做的。
He got on his knees.
他跪下来。
And he prayed.
开始祷告。
Some of us would consider that laziness.
有一些人可能觉得这是懒惰。
How is that practical?
这怎么可以？
No, think through this. It's not logistically possible to just pray and food show up.
这个根本不可行。如果你只是祷告的话。
But George Mueller knew the power of the resurrection.
但是 George Mueller 他深知复活的大能。
He knelt down.
他跪在
地上。And he prayed specifically for the kind of food he wanted that day.
他非常仔细的祷告，求他所想要的食物。
After his prayer was done,
在他的祷告完了以后
，knock at the door，
然后就有人敲门。
There's a person at the door.
有一个人站在门口。
Said his cart that he was moving his rations from one town to another. That cart broke down.
然后就说他的车坏了，他从一座城搬东西到另一座城。
And that food is perishable.
然后这些食物都是会坏的。
It's not going to be any good by the time I get to the next town. Fix it and go to the next town.
如果他要到另一个城的话，车修好了，那些东西都坏了。
The man said.
然后那个人就说。
Would you like what's in my cart?
他说你想要我的车里的东西吗
？Guess what was in the cart?
然后你看他心里是什么
？The exact amount of groceries he needed for him and the entire orphanage.
然后他的车里就有所有 George Miller 他想要的东西。
Do you believe in the power of prayer?
你相信祷告的力量吗
？Do you believe God can show up like that?
你相信神吗
？Has He shown up in your life like that? Christian faith is not just about theology.
基督徒的信不光是神学。
God is a true and living and miracle-working God.
神真的是一位又活又真，他做行大事的神。
He's a living God.
他是活着的神。
Do you expect Him to work in your life?
你相信他会在你的生命当中行他的奇事吗
？Jen's grandma just passed. I want to share this story about her.
然后我想。
Jen's grandma, she just passed away and she gave her testimony over audio. She recorded and she gave her testimony. This is her story.
然后Jen 她的祖母就是有这样的一个见证。
She said that she was pregnant with her first child.
她怀了第一个孩子的时候。
And she was, she had a difficult pregnancy.
她非常的艰难。
And then after hours and hours of struggle, she gave birth to her first child.
接着她过了好多小时她才生下了这个孩子。
But then she started having seizures.
然后开始抽筋。
And the doctor came in and told her husband.
然后医生来就对她的丈夫说。
It looks like she's not going to make it.
说她可能活不了了。
So please get your family ready for her death.
然后请可以招聚家人然后。
Because she's having seizures right after her birth.
因为她。生完孩子以后就开始
She had a C-section and that was difficult too back then.
然后她是剖腹产这也是很艰辛的。
And she tells the story where she was just crying for Jesus while she's seizing up.
然后她就向耶稣呼求为什么她要这样子。
She was praying that I just had a son. I want to enjoy my son, Jesus. Please heal me.
她说我刚刚生了一个孩子求你耶稣来救我吧。
And then there was a lady that walked in.
然后有一个女人就进来了。
And she walked in and she held her hand while she was seizing.
然后她就来帮助那个 Jen 的祖母。
And she asked Jen's grandmother, "Hey, who do you want to see right now?"
她问她说你现在想要见谁
？Jen's grandmother said, "I want to see my mom."
她说我想见我的妈妈。
She asked her then, what would your mom do if she was in the room?
她说, 如果你的妈妈在的话, 她会怎么做呢?
Jen's grandma said, she would comfort me.
她说她会来,
she, she would put a wet towel on my forehead.
她会把, 湿毛巾放在我的,
more importantly, she would pray for me. So this lady, she comforted her.
所以这个, 这个女子就,
she put a wet towel over her forehead.
在她的额头上放上一块湿的毛巾。
And she prayed for her.
然后为她祷告。
She did not experience any seizures after that.
然后, 祖母她的, 痉挛就消失了。
Well, after everything was done, she was discharged.
在一切结束以后, 她出了院。
She's trying to walk out the building.
她走出了, 医院的楼。
And the lady that helped her, the nurse that helped her, she had her baby in her hand.
然后那个帮助她的那个女子就,
and both her grandfather and her grandmother were just thanking this lady. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
然后Jen的祖父母都对那个女子说, 真的是谢谢你。
And then they came home.
然后就回家。
And after a week or so, they wanted to track this nurse.
然后一个星期以后, 他们想要去找那个,
just to write her a note of thanks.
去给他写一个, 感谢的信。
They called the hospital, asked them for her.
然后他们就给医院打电话, 去找他。
The hospital says, there's nobody by that name that worked for us.
那个医院就说, 没有一个叫这个名字的人在这儿工作。
Then she got the Minneapolis, Bloomington, phone book out, and she started looking for her in the phone book.
然后就在黄页当中去找她的名字。
Could not locate her.
也找不着。
They went to all other hospitals just in case she has other hospitals that she works at.
然后他们去其他的医院找,
didn't find her.
也找不着。
Jen's grandma says, she believes.
Jen的祖母就说, 她相信,
that was the angel of the Lord that day.
她是神的天使,
to protect her.
为她祷告,
from this difficult pregnancy.
让她可以, 为在她, 艰难的怀孕当中祷告。
That is our resurrected Savior.
这是一个复活的神。
He can do great and mighty things.
他可以行大事。
In our daily ordinary lives.
在我们普通的生活当中。
Do we expect it? Do we expect Him to do these great things in our lives?
我们真的希望他可以在我们的生命当中行这样的大事吗?
Let's remember this. Our great Savior. He is for us.
祂是为我们的,
he does great things today.
祂为我们请大事,
he wants to do great things through you.
祂想通过你行大事,
surrender to Him.
要为祂降服,
don't believe the lies of people.
不要相信世人的谎言,
oh, do this and do that. And invest your money here. Invest your money there.
不要在那里捕风捉影,
it's just temporary.
这些都是要逝去的东西。
Give your life to Christ.
把你的生命交给主。
See how He uses you.
然后让他来使用你。
As a church,
作为一个教会,
we have been given the power of the resurrection to share the gospel with people.
我们有这样子的福音, 然后有这样子的一个,
we have the message, brothers and sisters, that brings the gap between man and God closer.
我们有这样子的好消息, 然后可以把人与神之间的鸿沟给合起来。
We have the message to bring joy to people's lives.
我们有这样的消息, 可以把喜乐带到人的生活当中。
We have the message to snatch them out of the clutches of hell and bring them to eternity with us.
我们有这样子的一个好消息, 可以把人从地狱当中给救出来, 让他们到天堂。
Why are we slow to tell people about it?
我们为什么还等待不去告诉他们这些好消息呢?
Do we don't really believe it?
我们真的相信吗?
Or is it just churchy stuff?
或者我们只把它当作教会的事情?
The hardest of hearts can be melted by the power of the resurrection.
复活可以让那些最坚硬的心都融化。
Not because of our might, but because of His.
不是因为我们的能力, 是因为他的能力。
Experience the power of God.
我们来经历神的大能。
Believe it.
相信他。
Don't just give lip service to it.
不只是用嘴唇来讲的话,
it.
要相信他,
go share the gospel with people.
要对世人大,
love people that don't love you back.
为那些不可爱的人也爱他们,
expect God to do great things.
要相信神会行大事,
because the resurrection has made this possible.
因为他的复活让一切都可能了,
today, not tomorrow.
不是明天,
let's pray together.
让我们来祷告。
We are weak.
我们是软弱的,
you are strong.
但你是有能力的,
we lean on you.
我们倚靠你,
for your power.
因为你有能力,
we lean on you.
我们倚靠你,
for wisdom.
求您赐给我们智慧,
forgive us for not expecting you to work.
求您可以赦免我们。
Tomorrow when we wake up,
明天我们就复活了。
We surrender the Monday to you.
我们把我们一切所疲乏的都交给你。
We expect you to do great and mighty things.
我们求您在我们的生命当中行那奇妙的事。
Because the God who raised himself up from the grave,
神，你把自己从死里复活了。
Gives us that very power,
也给我们这样子的一个能力,
to live for him today.
让我们今日就为他而活。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I just wanted to make a couple of comments before all the candidates come in. Baptism is a symbol of our allegiance to Christ.
在那些受洗的人进来之前呢, 我想要再说几句, 就是洗礼是我们表示我们真的是与耶稣结合了。
So when people get baptized, they are saying we are now fully for Christ and we are going to try to live for him.
然后当人们受洗的时候, 他说我们以前不是完全为神, 但是我们现在愿意要一生献给神。
Not perfectly, or consistently, but we are going to try to live for him.
我们可能会有的时候不能做到, 但是我们会努力去为神而活。
And so we have some brothers and sisters who will be getting baptized today.
所以我们有一些弟兄姐妹今天要受洗。
And they are taking the first step of obedience to Christ.
所以他们就是要在 顺服耶稣当中迈出第一步。
This doesn't save you.
它不是救你的。
You are saved only by the grace of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他的恩典单单的救了你。
But what this represents is a covenant, a commitment to Christ in front of everybody.
它所代表的是 这样子的一个约, 然后你给所有的人看的。
If you think about it, America, it's really easy to be a Christian because it's freedom of religion, you see.
在美国这个宗教自由的国家, 成为基督徒很简单。
There are many countries in the world where people know that coming to Christianity could be their last day.
但是在有很多国家, 那些人他们都晓得, 做基督徒, 那一天可能就是他们生命的尽头。
And so when those people come to Christ,
所以当他们来到神那里的时候,
they want to tell the world that they are now Christian.
他们想告诉整个世界他们是基督徒了。
How do they do that?
他们怎么做呢?
Through the water of baptism.
就是通过水的浸礼。
Not only that, in baptism, people are buried. They experience what Christ did. They are buried in the likeness of his death.
然后他们像耶稣一样进到了水中。
Saying, I am dying to my sins.
我在我的罪中死。
And they are raised to walk in newness of life.
然后他们又从水中起来。
Saying, I'm going to live for Christ now.
我现在要为主而活。
And then we have communion.
接着我们要有圣餐。
Communion is there to remember our Christ.
圣餐是让我们可以纪念主。
To remember his death, his burial, his resurrection, and what it means to me individually and what it means as a church.
然后纪念他的死、埋葬与复活，然后整个教会也都在这里纪念。
It is also to be accountable to the local church.
然后他也是要提醒, 各地的教会。
As a local church, we have made a commitment to live for Christ.
作为我们当地的教会, 我们承诺要为主而活。
So, the communion offers up this accountability for us as a local church.
然后所以我们在这里也是作为一个教会，然后要做主见证，为主而活。
And so that's what we're going to do this morning.
所以这今天就是我们要做的事情。
We're going to praise God for those that are getting baptized.
我们向神赞美，因为有人要受洗。
And as members, we're going to praise God for being part of a community that is accountable to each other.
然后作为我们也赞美神，因为我们要在这里领圣餐。
And so that's what we're going to be doing next.
所以我们今天就要做这些事情。
All right.